This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Christmas tree cutting permits have been added to the list of things in short supply this year. Forest officials issued a warning earlier this week that demand for permits is so great that some vendors are running out. The rush on permits is being fueled by a shortage of commercial Christmas trees due to warmer than usual weather and pest infestations at many growers. More permits are on the way, and all fourth grade students should receive a free permit as part of the Every Kid Outdoors program. Pearl Harbor Day is Tuesday, and an exhibit commemorating the attack will return to the Rockpile Museum next week for the 80th anniversary of the fateful day that lives in infamy. The exhibit travels from New Orleans for the first time since 2016. A presentation by retired Navy Chaplain Bob Brown will relate what happened on that day. Both the display and presentation are free and open to the public. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A man has been arrested for placing a camera in the garage of his estranged girlfriend's home and then spying on her and stalking her. The girlfriend told police he'd been evicted from her home and was served an order of protection at the beginning of the week. Logan Schroeder sent his mother video from the camera, which he'd hidden between items in his ex-girlfriend's garage. Schroeder messaged his mother later in the day to say he'd seen officers going into the garage. He was arrested for violating the order of protection and stalking later that afternoon. Radios belonging to the Bel Air mine that had been sent out of state for repairs were reported as being listed for sale on eBay on Wednesday. The mine received an email from the repair shop saying the package arrived damaged and the radios were missing. The sheriff's office conducted follow-up interviews yesterday. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.